You're listening to a Mining Journal podcast, your source for interviews, question and answer sessions, and much more.
Hello, this is Chris Redeem, and this is Public Record, where we take your questions and pose them to local officials and the experts. Today I'm joined by Dennis Stackwitz. He's the city planner and zoning administrator for the city of Marquette. We're going to be talking about the changes in store for the city's zoning ordinance. The city's planning commission has begun the process of rewriting the city's zoning ordinance. The ordinance hasn't been rewritten since the late 1970s. Dennis, why did it take so long to address zoning in the city?
Well, thank you, Chris. Actually, last major update was in 1978, and that was done in-house by the planning staff and planning commission at that time. As far as why it took so long, really has to tie with a couple of factors. One of the things that is important to note is that the city did not have a major comprehensive overhaul or rewrite of its master plan until 2004. That project was completed in 04 and 05. And typically when you go through that process of the master plan, where you go through a numerous amount of public meetings, you get feedback from the community of how they want, you know, basically want to make that 20-year roadmap for the future, that is the time when you move forward and update your zoning ordinance. Now, since that has been done and the master plan was adopted in 05, we know we've had some issues back and forth with the city, and there have been some changes in leadership. And particularly when I came back on board, that's when we started to pursue funding for it, and it did, you know, take a couple years to get some funding. But the city commission was very gracious with their funding last year, and now I have enough to bring a consultant on board to assist with this because it is a very large-scale project.
Describe the ways in which the current code is deficient.
Well, one of the biggest examples that I could tell you about how the current zoning ordinance is deficient is that there are many people that need to get variances in town to develop their property. You have a lot of platted lots in town that are 50 feet wide, and the current zoning ordinance requires lots to be 70 feet wide in order to be developed. Well, people can still kind of redevelop their property on these 50-foot lots, but they run into issues of dimensional setbacks being too large and things like that. And every time they want to do something with their property, it costs them $258 plus the cost of a survey to come in and do something. Now, I don't think that's to try and look negatively on the folks that put together the old ordinance. At that time, the community thought that what was going to happen is people were going to buy two 50-foot lots, tear down homes, and put up a larger home with larger setbacks, sometimes known as gentrification. But that is what the community had thought was going to occur in the late 70s as the community developed. Now, it didn't come to fruition. So what we have now is a bunch of nonconformities in town, and we're really trying to model this new land development code, which is what we're calling it, because it's a little different than a zoning ordinance. It has zoning components in it, but it has all aspects of land development. We're trying to model it after the built environment in town, so that way we can eliminate a lot of these nonconforming situations. But in my mind, that's the biggest deficiency that we see right now with the code.
I believe you showed me a map once of the non-conforming lots in the city.
Yes.
How many, or what's the percentage of non-conforming lots?
Well, I probably should have brought those maps with me to give you an actual percentage on it. I do have those in my office, but I will say that if you were to take a sample of all of the properties that are zoned general residential or single-family residential in residential use, and the proportion of those which are non-conforming, you would see that there is 60 to 70%, if not higher, of those properties that are non-conforming due to those lot size requirements. Now, you know, because of a lot of record, they could still technically build on it, but because the setbacks are designed for larger lots, because that's where the community thought it was going, it all kind of dominoes itself.
How will the changes in the code affect residents in the city who may not be redeveloping their home?
Well, for the average homeowner, that's not going to do anything with their home. It may not seem like this code is going to do a whole lot for them, but you know, some of the things that the Planning Commission are looking at are items that foster development of your community in a more responsible manner, which would include allowing for a little bit more mixed-use development, allowing some incentives for being kind to the natural environment, if you will. Also looking at this code will also look at things of perhaps allowing for some local food production, not at a large scale, but the urban agriculture is becoming a very big thing across the nation as we get into these economy situations and whatnot. So those are a few things that they're going to be looking at. And overall, you know, for the whole development of the community, once you start looking at mixed-use developments and increasing density and appropriation of land uses and being more sustainable about things, it makes quality of life for everyone in the town better, because there are you'll have safer transportation and things. You know, the land use transportation interface that we go through now, we are a town that was based upon an industrial economy, and we're transitioning to a modern economy, or 21st century economy, that is no longer industrial. We have some transportation issues with our transportation network because of the way the system is laid out. It was designed for industrial travel. Now, as the town develops and where you place land use adjacent to that is going to affect traffic patterns. And that is part of what you look at in this land development code. We've already studied in the master plan. Now, how do we place appropriate land uses via code in different places in accordance with the master plan to permit it to occur? That's basically what we're doing now.
Okay. Now, this process is starting at the Planning Commission level.
Yes.
Describe where it goes from there.
Well, many people will have different roles in the drafting of this land development code. For instance, my department is responsible for providing the technical information, assistance, and support to the Planning Commission. The Planning Commission is responsible for basically making recommendations to the consultants and City Commission and ensuring that what the consultants are helping us put together, which is, it's a local firm, by the way, UP Engineers and Architects, that's helping us with this, making sure that they're following the master plan and the wishes of the community. The City Commission has the responsibility, ultimately, of interpreting the recommendations and adopting the code. But the most important part of this whole thing is going to be the community. And there will be upcoming meetings, and citizens will be asked to consider attending those meetings and providing some input. And, you know, thanks to the Mining Journal, I know we're going to be doing a series of articles as community education. In addition to that, we've set up a Facebook page for our department. It's called City of Marquette Community Development Department. It's found on Facebook. People can sign up, and they can be a fan of that page. And I've set up an interactive discussion forum where we can put these issues out there, and people can discuss it as a community. And so there's going to be plenty of options for community input, but I couldn't stress how much that I appreciate it when the citizens get involved, because it does make the Planning Commission's job a lot easier when they hear from the community during the development of the project, rather than when we get to the last phase and we're trying to adopt it and people show up and are confused.
Now, how long is this process going to take from start to finish?
I was a little bit concerned that this project would, you know, run possibly 2 years. I don't think it's going to take that long, and by no means are we trying to rush it, but I anticipate that this project is going to last us about a year. We have most of the background information done already when we did the master plan. I mean, there's going to be a little tweaks here and there. Probably the biggest part of this project is going to be actually taking some aerial photographs and taking some measurements and getting some dimensions on the built environment that we have now, doing a study of where all our nonconformities are at and coming up with some dimensional requirements to clean those up a little bit. Once we do that, then we will start into the public meetings, where we will have an educational forum with the community. We will show the community, this is what we found to be deficient with your current ordinance. This is what the master plan has recommended. This is a solution we have that we would like to put into the code. We get some feedback from the community on that. I anticipate that happening probably sometime around maybe March, somewhere around there. I would particularly like to do it before we get into the summer months. I like to get Not that I like to have a room full of people at the end of a long winter, but in the wintertime, they do have time to participate because our summers are so short that we take advantage of other things. So before the end of this winter, we'd like to have the first public meeting. That would give the Planning Commission and myself and UP engineers and architects time to go back, take their recommendations, draft it over the summer, and then sometime next fall into the winter have a document that we could bring forward to the City Commission to adopt.
All right, well, thanks for coming in, Dennis.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Public Record. I'm Christopher Deem, and I've been talking to Dennis Stackowitz, City Planner and Zoning Administrator for the City of Marquette.